baseball today. Girardi at 3, Cashman 3:45. We'll have Sweeney and Mark Feinstein later on to kind of fill in all the pieces with the Yankees as we go forward and get ready for the Hot Stove League. We'll do some Giants and the Cowboys coming up and some NFL. We'll open up on the phones now, whatever's on your mind. Mike in Cortland, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. I just want to touch base with Brett Favre and Tomas Jackson, man. I can't believe what the Vikings organization is allowing Brett Favre to get away with. I mean, he's not only ruining, you know, the organization, but what about Tomas Jackson? I mean, the man's got talent. He hasn't seen the field in, you know, I don't know how long. It's just, I'm just amazed at what they're...
Well, listen, Brett Favre is a talented player, but the thing is that to allow any quarterback to play, you know, Holmgren had this game with Favre's whole life where he kind of had a young buck on a short leash, and he'd give him a chance sometimes to kind of do his thing,
right?
And you know, it was always known, every guy who's coached against Favre has gone in a room, and every defensive coach before the game has uttered the same words for 20 years, and it's that, hey, listen, he's going to give us 4 or 5 opportunities for picks today. Okay, we know that going in. He's going to make some big plays, but he's also going to give us 4 or 5 times we're going to get a chance to get picks. And that's the way everybody's always played against Favre. But to have such a, almost in the games Favre does, it's like, oh, well, that's Brett. You know, here's the announcement. Oh, that's Brett. You know, that's Brett. Oh, then Brett comes back and throws touchdown pass. Well, you know, Brett shoots you in, Brett shoots you out. That's Brett. You know, that's what you sign up for with Brett. Who gets to sign up to basically play the game like you're in a schoolyard? This is the NFL. You wonder how anybody could coach under those circumstances where you just don't know what he's going to do. He has the right to walk off that field after throwing a pick six whenever he wants. You know, hey, listen, I threw it the other day. Hey, don't worry, I'll get it back. Don't worry, I'll get it back. You know, I'll get it back. We'll have more than them at the end of the game. Don't worry how we get there. Listen, doesn't matter how we get there. We're, basically, at the end of the game, I'm proud of you, we're going to have one more than them, okay? Don't worry about it. And that's basically, and he came within a couple of throws of doing it, but that's not, you know, because here's the thing. You say, well, he's got them in a position to win these games at the end of the game. They're better than these teams. That's the thing. They got more players than these teams. They got players. That Harvin is impossible. You put Peterson behind him and Harvin and Moss. You know how much talent you have on that team? They're better than everybody. That's why it's close, because they actually have playmakers. Harvin's impossible. No one can play him. Joe in Massapequa, what's up, Joe?
Good afternoon, Mike. You know Brett Favre's good for at least 3 interceptions a game. But the reason why I called, Mike, is I have something for you. For you, Michael Kay, Joey from Wanto, and Frank from Massapequa, and all you cocky Yankee fans, ball game over! American League Championship Series over! Yankees lose! Yankees lose!
You feel better?
Yes, I do, Mike.
Okay.
Let's go Giants.
Okay, let's go. Good. I mean, I'm rooting for the American League, but that's okay. But hey, listen, you know, I never consider myself a cocky Yankee fan. I'm just a Yankee fan, you know? I think I'm a fairly objective one. And I understand they're going to lose more often than they win. I do understand that. So, I mean, I can handle losing. That's okay. I mean, listen, you win gracefully, you lose gracefully. That's okay. I don't get upset by that stuff. Sean in Levittown, what's up, Sean?
Mike, how you doing?
Good.
In regards to the McMahon. Quick comment about the two icons, Rivera and Jeter. And then a second quick comment.
Let's get to the comments. Let's go. You don't have to spend the 20 minutes telling us about what the comments are. I'll just make the comments. Let's go.
All right. On Rivera, he's coming off a season where he shows he's on top of his game. So the Yankees definitely have to sign him.
No issue. Not even a debate.
No issue.
There's no issue.
Now with Jeter.
No issue.
With Jeter.
No issue.
If he's asking for $20 million.
It doesn't matter what he asks for. He's going to get it. It's going to get whatever he wants.
It's no issue.
He's Jeter.
You think that's fair?
Yeah, I think it's totally fair. I think Jeter is worth a fortune to them in terms of, but you got to understand this, Yankee business is bigger than just on the field. Yankee business is Yes Network. Yankee business is Yankees Inc. It's extra, it's memorabilia, it's events. It is a business. Jeter is enormous business to the Yankees. He's worth much more than just when people look at, oh, you can't pay a shortstop, or you can't pay a guy Jeter's age $20 million. Well, that's because you're not looking at the business. When you realize the business is also the network, and the business is also everything else they sell the public, Jeter's cheap at $20 million. Jeter's going to get 3,000 hits this year. You know how big that's going to be? Do you know how much memorabilia they're going to sell off that? I mean, the idea that it's just about shortstop, it's not. Now, when you want to, is Jeter worth $20 million as a baseball player now? No. But is Jeter worth $20 million as Jeter? Yes. Probably more. Remember, never divide the network. The network is an issue here. The network is an issue. One thing these teams have to get in line with, though, is even the Yankees, and especially the Mets, they got to get their ticket prices in line with the economy, because they haven't done a good job of that. Because that stadium's never full. They can say what they want, but it's not. And if it was, they wouldn't be pushing season tickets as hard as they were pushing them even during the postseason. The tickets are too expensive. For this economy, day to day, rank and file, the tickets are too expensive. They need to be brought back in line. Maybe it's only a little bit, but they need to be brought back in line. Both teams. Ike in Brooklyn, what's up, Ike?
Mike, how are you?
Good.
And being a Dolphin fan, you know, a similar thing happened last year. But you know what, Bob? There's two things.
The problem is there's no way to legislate that play adequately.
Wait a second, Mike. And I blame the NFL a little bit.
Wait a second. There's no way to, I'm being honest with you, and I'm objective about the game. There's no way to completely, adequately legislate a fumble. It's impossible.
Well, here it is. Why is the ref in such a hurry to call a touchdown when the player...
Because his job is to call a touchdown. That's his job. He's not looking for a fumble. He didn't know there was a fumble.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, it's not a problem. Sometimes you don't... But sometimes you don't see everything. No one saw the fumble. So the idea... So once you go back now to look at the fumble, you're opening up Pandora's box. Nobody saw the fumble. So again...
Why is there such a hurry to raise his hands for touchdown?
Because that's what every... Wait a second. Is that not done on every single touchdown?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, absolutely not.
Once he breaks the plane, it's a touchdown.
With the ball in possession.
But no one knew he didn't have the ball.
Well, that's a problem then.
No, it's... You see... No, you see...
You think he saw the ball? He didn't see the ball.
No, but the point is... Point is, you didn't pick up the fumble with the naked eye. No one did.
Right. Well, the other ref...
Now, once you go back, and call that a touchdown, you then are not going to give anybody the fumble recovery.
Right. I understand all that. My problem is being in such a hurry to raise his hand.
Didn't matter. He didn't see the fumble.
Right. So don't call anything. Don't call a touchdown. You go and make sure Roethlisberger still has the ball in his hand, and then call a touchdown.
He doesn't. Only has to have the ball when he breaks the plane.
I understand.
But he didn't know he didn't have it.
But he wasn't in position to make that call. Roethlisberger's back was to his
But
face.
Nobody in the building. But here, you see, Ike, here's the problem with this play. You're looking at this play after the fact. Go back and look at the play in real time a real play, and nobody knows it's a fumble.
No. See, I'm talking, it's sensitive to Dolphin fans like me, because last year's game had a similar play. A same guy with no timeouts left in 10 seconds reached out for the goal line, and the...
Like, it's a different rule. It's a different rule.
Play, but here's the
it's
point.
A different rule.
Why call a touchdown if you're not sure? Go to the replay, and then you'll see.
But once you do that, go to the replay, you're not going to give the Dolphins the ball. Because you don't have a fumble recovery.
Well, if there's no touchdown called and it is a live ball, then it will be the Dolphins.
So where's the ball going? No, where's the ball going?
Wait a second. If they don't call touchdown, it's a live ball.
But the ball's not going back to the Dolphins. The ball's staying with the Steelers.
What do you mean? Dolphins recovered it in the end zone.
They didn't. No one recovered the ball. They called touchdown. No one recovered the ball.
Mike, Mike, if that ball gets loose and they see it...
But you're going back. Once you go back and look at the replay, now you've changed the whole play. You then can't give them a recovery.
Right. I know. I understand the rule, Mike. I understand the rule. I just have a problem with the... I have a problem with the official making a quick call.
See, on that play, they didn't make a quick call. Hey, listen, nobody saw the fumble. Hey, Ike, if you could tell me the fumble's as clear as day and we all saw it, that's not true. Nobody saw that fumble.
Right. Well, wait a second. I think the official on the other side, on the other side of the line, had a more clear view of the play.
Nobody picked it up. Ike, nobody picked it up. I mean, let's be honest. Nobody saw it. His body's blocking the ball.
So you have no problem with this?
No, I just tell you that on that kind of play, there's not any way to adequately legislate that play. There's no way, because once you go to the replay to discover the fumble, unless you have a clear recovery on the video, you can't give the Dolphins the ball, and they didn't have a clear recovery.
Right. I'm not arguing with that point. I understand the rules.
Well, wait, a lot of people argue that they wanted the Dolphins to have the ball.
Right, right.
The Dolphins can't have the ball on that play.
I know, but shouldn't there be some common sense? And shouldn't the refs find out who has the ball? Maybe that would help. Everyone was still playing the play, Mike. Everyone jumped into the pile. So that wasn't really a problem. There was no stopping.
But they call touchdown.
Yeah, I understand.
Once you call touchdown, you're not going to then give anybody a fumble recovery.
You will if it's clear. Let's say
wait a second. Come on now. Use your noodle. If you're telling me that you know that it's clear that there's a fumble, then no one would have called touchdown.
I don't understand the point.
You call touchdown, fumble recovery after that means nothing.
Right. No, that's not true, Mike. Mike, that's not true. If someone clearly recovered that ball, that's a continuation, and they would have given the ball to the Dolphins. The problem is, and Sparano...
No, they're not. Look, Ike, you're not going to have that. Once they call touchdown, the cameraman's not following the ball anymore.
Mike, if there's clear evidence that someone...
You're not going to have clear evidence.
Mike, what if the cameraman did follow
the ball? Well, he didn't, so you're not going to have him. Why is he going to follow the ball after he already called touchdown? He's not looking for a fumble recovery at that point. They call touchdown. Same thing everyone's doing there is looking for the official to signal. Once he signals, they're looking at a celebration. They're not looking for the ball anymore. They already signaled touchdown. That's an impossible play to legislate. I understand they didn't get it right, but there's no way to get that play right. The only way to get that play right is if you see the fumble originally. Because once you rule touchdown, how are you going to give the ball to somebody? And what guy's going to go in there? Now, they see the ball on the ground. Now, everyone dives in, but they say, wait a second, I already called touchdown. Once he already calls touchdown, the play's over. So, what are you going to do? I mean, that's an odd ball. It's a freakish play. I admit, it's a freakish play. Now, if you want to say, we are always going to take every loose ball to their fruition and say who has every loose ball, and then we'll go back and retrace our steps. You want to make that an NFL situation? Always pounce on every loose ball. And then we'll sort it out. So they let them designate a ball is loose. We have somebody who has possession of the ball at all times. You tell coaches to coach from now on that somebody has to be possessing the ball at all times. But once the touchdown's called, no one's going to possess the football. Who's going to go run after a football after people call touchdown? So once you call touchdown there, you screw the whole play up. Plus, you couldn't see that. You didn't have the... Who would think he would have fumbled that ball? Let's be honest. At that, from there to there, who's going to think he's fumbled that ball? It's a freakish play. Sometimes a freakish play is going to be hard. Is it fair to anybody? No, but I don't know how you would fix that play, is my point. See, there are many plays where I think the officials really completely screw up. That one, I think, is just an impossible play to get right. You know, I just don't know what the answer is. Here's my point. I don't know how you're going to go back and fix that play, where you're going to legislate it. Because unless you're going to say, I don't want you calling touchdowns until you see that the guy breaks the plane and then is in possession. Well, wait a second. He doesn't have to be in possession once he breaks the plane. He had to fumble the ball before he got in. We didn't see him fumble the ball on the way in. Oh, okay, sorry. Any way you slice it, that's a weird play. Here's McMahon.